So my name's Elisa, and many of you know me, but I do see some new faces, and many of you know parts and pieces of my story and what the Lord has done through my health. So I'll give a background. So about 11 years ago, when our children were 1, 2, and 3 years old, I started having some neuromuscular difficulties. I had trouble. First, it was just I couldn't walk right. I couldn't get my legs to move how I wanted. I remember Todd and I were out on a date, and I'm like, I can't walk right. It was so weird. And then that night, I just had problems. Like, I felt like my face was dragging, or my eye. I couldn't open it all the way, and I thought, am I having a stroke, or what's happening? And so that was the beginning. And then incidences got worse and more frequently, and so we began going to doctors and trying to figure out what was wrong. I guess a bad episode would be I wouldn't be able to lift my arms. I could always feed myself, which I always thought was a blessing, but I couldn't lift them above my head. And I could always drive because I could move my foot, but I couldn't lift my leg. So I could never go upstairs. But so it would be no arms, no legs. I would have trouble finding words, or if I did, I would stutter. I would have trouble thinking. I couldn't think straight. I used to do the bills. I kept missing everything. I'm like, okay, Todd, I can't do this anymore. Just different things with my face. And I never knew what was wrong. But it was a really difficult time in our lives if I wasn't having health problems, because Todd was working pretty much 2 full-time ministry jobs and finishing his master's degree, where he was going away on the weekends. And so it was a tough time. So we were at this church in Pennsylvania. We're supposed to be there ministering, and I think pretty much our family became a ministry of the church, because we needed people to take care of me, our house, meals, cooking, the children on a moment's notice, you know, 3 toddlers. So it was a very humbling experience. I think Todd learned a lot, too, that his schedule was not his own. He's a planner, and he was unable to do that anymore because we never knew what was going to happen, what each day would bring. And after about probably 4 or 5 months, we were down in Hershey, Pennsylvania to, sorry, I keep saying, you're not supposed to do that, but I'm nervous. So we were in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and we were staying at this house while I was getting testing done and seeing all these different doctors. And I'm laying in bed, and I was actually in a lot of pain, too, at that time, and a lot of nausea. And I think the nausea was a medicine I was on. But so I'm, like, trying to vomit, and I can't move. And my mom and Todd were there. They were sleeping in another room, and I'm just crying out to the Lord. And it's like he says to me, well, what do you want? And I thought, well, what a stupid question. I want to be healthy again. I want to be able to take care of my kids, and I want them to know who I am physically. You know, I'm an active kind of person. I don't want them to just remember me as this person that lays in bed and needs help all the time. And I want to be able to cook and clean my own house. See? All the blessings you have that you can walk. I want to be able to take care of my own kids. But he reminded me about a month before I started getting sick. He reminded me of a time that I was very close to him, and I had said, my life is for your glory. You know, we were bought with a price, and it was an expensive price of Jesus Christ's life. And I had just totally surrendered and said, my life is yours. Use it however you want for your glory. You guys remember that? And I thought, yes, but I want to be able to walk. And so just spending time processing about a half an hour with the Lord, I finally was able to give it up and say, okay, Lord, your will, not mine. If you can receive more glory by me being in this state, then so be it. If this is how my kids are to know you, because you're going to teach them something through it, then so be it. And I kind of left it there. Now, my body didn't get any better, but my spirit did. And he gave me a peace through the next 4.5, 5 years that I had it, still not knowing really what was wrong. And I thank him for that. And in fact, I was talking to a friend last week who has some physical difficulties, but she also really struggles with fear and fear kind of rules her life in one area. And she said, I would much rather the Lord heal my fear than my body. And I thought, isn't that true? So much of us, right, we're captured. So the Lord is a healer of both. And so I look forward to the day she's going to give me testimony where he has healed her from that fear. Anyways, 5 years struggling with the disease. One day, Todd's teaching Sunday school, and I had gotten worse. I was just getting more and more days a week where I couldn't do anything. And so a couple other people in Sunday school had had some other problems. And so he just gathered us up and prayed for us. And I didn't think anything of it. You know, we pray for people all the time. But from that day on, I gradually got better. So after about 2 months, Todd and I rejoiced. We put the wheelchair up in storage and brought my bike down. And, you know, it was just still a gradual. Maybe then it was once a month or whatever. But then it just went away. And we were very thankful. And that's all we could trace it to. Nothing else changed. No food changed. No environment. So thank you, Lord. So I was pretty excited. And I had 4 years of perfect health. And then about two of those were our first 2 years here. And then they started creeping back. So all the way back in 2010, and most people weren't aware, but I was having incidences then, maybe once a month or something. But I remember the first time I had it, I was used to help at Lexington Symphony with Liz, who works there, and I'm at the symphony, and all of a sudden, so this was the first time in 4 years, I thought, oh my goodness, I'm losing my legs. Oh, I'm having troubles. And so you can't get up in the middle of a symphony, right? So I waited, and by the end, Ian and the security guard had to carry me out, and Ian had to take me home, and I was really an emotional wreck because I couldn't figure it out. It was like, Lord, I thought you had healed me. Like, I couldn't make it make sense in my head. And to this day, there's part of it that doesn't make, well, a lot that doesn't make sense. But so it just started coming back little by little. And then after a few initial months of struggle with the Lord, it was finally like, okay, Lord, you healed me once, put it in remission, did whatever you did. I know that you have control over my body. And so there was a peace just from the beginning. This was from him. And people were like, well, let's pray for you. I thought, yeah, let's pray because that's good. But at the same time, I don't know. He brought it back. Maybe there's a reason I'm supposed to be like this. And so I didn't fight, but kind of rested in it. But it kept getting worse and worse. And we ended up going back to a doctor's because I had never had a real diagnosis. And one of the came recommended, thank you, Jeff, a neurologist in at Mass General came highly recommended. And so I went and saw him, and he pretty much said, I see cases like this all the time because I think the people they can't diagnose, they send to him. But we don't know what it is. And it's kind of something that's on the front end of research for neuromuscular, but there's no real diagnosis. We can try this medicine. I said, okay. Maybe it helped some, but I still had it. And I was retreating more and more. I don't know, last year, I would say a whole year, I don't feel like I was here very often, and it was because I was home in bed and I couldn't get up, or I just felt bad, or I didn't want to come and risk, you know, being not able to talk and walk, and it's just a pain. It's a pain for my family and everyone, and it's embarrassing, right? And so I was like, okay, pride, but it was there. But this time it was different because my kids were older, and people would offer to take my kids. I'm like, no. I need my kids because they cook, they clean, they pretty much took care of the house. They were great. And I needed poor Michaela, learned how to dress me and undress me and take me to the bathroom, and my boys could get me up the stairs with, you know, a lot of help. And so it was different, and I think the Lord taught my kids things. So thank you, David. And Michaela and Alex are downstairs, but I thank them for helping and not complaining. And my husband this time, you know, he was a different person, and he really took to heart that I need to love her like I love myself, my own body. And he did. And he was always there and willing to help no matter what else was going on. And thank you, honey. And I thank you, church, for all your prayers and help and meals and just different things you did for us. And I appreciate it. But a little side note, about a year ago, I was reading scripture and I was convicted by 1 Corinthians 2, 2 through 3, where Paul's writing to the Corinthian church and he said, "For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." And it really hit me because a new symptom was that I would have these convulsing, like tremble things, and I couldn't get my body to stop shaking. And so that trembling got me, and I was like, okay, Lord, are you telling me? What are you telling me? And I think it was the same thing. He was prompting me to be with this body of Christ in the midst of my weakness and fear and trembling. And so it, you know, the days I could, that I wasn't in just extreme pain or whatever, I would come and be among you. And I thank you for your grace. And sometimes I would cry because it was just emotional and I didn't like being that way. But the Lord convicted me, and I think I love New England, but you're very, as a culture, more closed than a lot of other people in the country. And I thought, okay, Lord, is that my, to just be me in the midst of everyone, right? All the ugly parts, and hopefully encourage others to be, have all their ugly parts out too, and not be afraid because we're a family. So I tried to do that. But then on April 14th, Todd, he remembers dates. He told me on April 14th, Doug was injured. He had broken his collarbone, and Ian, when they were riding bikes, and Ian had brought him up to pray for him. And so some of us came up, and it doesn't happen all the time, but occasionally we've prayed for people. And people came up, and we prayed for Doug. And as we're walking back to our seat, because my symptoms had gotten worse and a new one had come up that I didn't like at all, and so I was going back to my seat going, man, I wish they'd pray for me. God, I'm really all done with this, you know? But I didn't say anything. I thought, oh, that's disruptive. And I'm walking back to our seats, and Ian says, "Is there anyone else who wants prayer?" And I found out later Ian said it because Andy Mills had told him, and Darren McFarland had said it to Andy. True? And so it was all through them, and I thought, oh, me. And so I came up, and my head was down. My daughter said a bunch of you came up and prayed for me. And then we prayed for some other people, too. And I have to tell you, I haven't had a single symptom since then. And I've kind of been hesitating, right, because it comes and goes. But nothing. It was an immediate. Last time I was graduated, this is immediate. Nothing. No speech, no weakness since that day. And I praise the Lord. I don't know why he did it, but I'm thankful. And Todd and I, as an offering of Thanksgiving, hiked Mount Washington a couple weeks ago. And I love hiking. Yay! And it was interesting. I didn't expect it, but I burst into tears, and I'm not a huge crier. And it was like, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I don't know. Am I in remission? Will he bring it back? I don't know, but I do know that, the saying, we don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. And I would just encourage each of you, if you haven't completely just said, Lord, my life is yours for your glory, however you want to use me, I encourage you to do that. It might not always look like what you want it to, but he's good and you can trust him.